Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began the beginning of Simen Reish Ches Tzadi. We don't want to say Ratzach, which would be Reish Tzadi Ches, so therefore we change it around to Reish Ches Tzadi. In any event, we began this Sif yesterday. We'll run through it real quickly. The Mechaber says that when you make the bracha on the candle, Mavarach HaNer, Borei Mi'aria Eish, the correct bracha, the gear says Borei Mi'aria Eish. And he says that's if you have the candle, Veino Tzorech Lachzor of it. You don't have to go and find one if you don't have it. Now, we did yesterday Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. We had a couple of Dear Shu footnotes. The Dear Shu footnote number 2 brings down that on Yom Kippur night, we also make the bracha Borei Mi'aria Eish, as opposed to on Yom Tovim, we don't, because on Yom Kippur, you weren't allowed to use fire all day, as opposed to on Yontif, you're allowed to use fire to cook, because of the permission of Ochel Nefesh, which of course doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. And there is an Isser to use fire on Yom Kippur, which is not true on Yontif. So Dear Shafut number 2 writes, Shetama bracha hu lahoros shiyom zeh kadosh mishar yom tovim. The purpose of this bracha is also to differentiate between the Yom Tif of Yom Kippur versus all the other Yom Tovim of the Shlosh Regalim, that Yom Kippur is more holy. The Nasa lahavir bo esh v'achshav mutter, that until now, until Matzah Yom Kippur, it was forbidden to use fire, and now it's permissible. And therefore, Bishum Kach Nechsheves HaEish Kedavar Chiddush. And therefore, the fire appears to be a brand new thing in halacha for us, and therefore we make a bracha on it. And he further adds, V'hosif, Shemitam Ze'ein Mevorchem El Al Or Sheshavas. That's why we specifically use a candle that was lit all Shabbos that wasn't used. Dainu Or Shehoya Dolik B'Yom HaKippurim. Shirak Me'or Ze'e Posko Hano B'Yom HaKippurim. Because only with such a candle is it clear that you didn't use it. If the candle wasn't lit, then it's not clear that you didn't use it. Dear Shifu number 3 says, when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, Sha'afel pi shemutu levarach b'motzi Shabbos aner shelo here dolik b'Shabbos, because here you have the reason to light the Havdalah candle like you do every Motzi Shabbos, because that's when fire was created and it's nothing to do with a candle that wasn't lit all day. So even though Yom Kippur and Shabbos coincide over here, mikol mako minigo olam lahachmer b'zeh, we should try to specifically use a candle that was lit all day, even though technically you don't have to for Shabbos, but since you have to for Yom Kippur, there's no downside to using a candle that was lit all day on Shabbos Yom Kippur to make Havdalah on such a flame. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "The Kama Nohora Ika Benura." The reason why we make the bracha Bore Me'orei Ha'esh in the plural form is because a flame has many different colors, so to say, many different aspects to it. Lavana, there's a white part, Aduma, there's a red part, Viruka, there's a yellowish, brownish coloration to it. V'imamar Me'or Ha'esh, and if you just said about the flame in the singular Me'or Ha'esh, the light of the flame, Da'asabach to lo yotza filu b'di'evid. This is so incorrect that the Bach holds that even b'di'evid you wouldn't be yotzi the bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'imamar Bora Me'or Ha'esh, in the past tense rather than in the present tense, Lashon Avar yotza, then you would have fulfilled your obligation. Then the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel writes, the Eino Tzarich Lachzor Achrav. As we pointed out, if you don't have a flame easily available, so then Nishkefer Aluch, you can make Havdalah without the flame. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shein Mevarchem Ela Lezecher Shnivro Or B'motzi Shabbos V'chanal. As we explained in yesterday's shir, we remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a tremendous chesed by showing Adam HaRishon how to make fire from two rocks on Motzi Shabbos. So this is a reminder of that. And therefore, Ba'alkein Yuchal Levarach Alakos Avi Leblon Ner. And therefore, if you don't have this candle available to you, then you can make Havdalah Alakos without making the Bari Mi'ari Ha'esh. And then whenever you get on Saturday night a chance to have a fire, the Yonya Lor, and you'll benefit from it, then Yivarach Bar Mi'or Eish, even if it's not Alakos, you're allowed to make that bracha then. The issue foot number 4 brings down, if you forgot to say the bracha of Bar Mi'or Eish while you had Havdalah, and you remember that you didn't make the bracha of Bar Mi'or Eish, you skipped it before you drink the wine, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you're still allowed to make the bracha then at that point before you drink, because the bracha on the Ner was set up specifically to be made a la kos, and it's better that you go and make it a la kos rather than drink and then make the bracha after the kos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Va'af dafka b'leil motzi yashabes v'lo yoser d'avos mano." That which we said, you can still make the bracha bar mi'or eish after Havdalah if you didn't have a candle by Havdalah, that's only for Saturday night. After that, it's too late, as we've already learned in Simen Reish Sadi Tes Sivvav. Then the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet says, "Misha ein lo kos," if the person doesn't have a cup at all for making Havdalah, so then he can still make the bracha bar mi'or eish when he sees the candle. And this is true also for the Besamim. If you don't have a cup to make Havdalah on, you can still make the Borei Minei Besamim, and as we just said, the Barmi Areish. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkat and Dalet. The Misharish, she is Damin Lo Kos B'Laila. If you think that you will still get a Kos Havdalah later that night, even though you don't have it right now, and even though you're going to benefit from the light right now, V'Rotzeh Lomod Kodem Shovu L'Yodu HaKos, and you want to learn right now by the light, so you're going to get benefit from the light, so what should you do? Make the Bracha now and not make it Ala Kos, or wait till you have a Kos? So he brings down Metzadeh Hagon, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bechidusha, Rabbi Kiva Eger Zatzal, and his Chidushim writes, Shelo Yevarech Ato, better that you not make the bracha right now, Barmi Areish, separately, Al Haner, on the candle, V'tov Yoser, Shi Yisadrim Al HaKos, better to make it later on, and even though you're getting benefit already from the light without making the bracha on it, it's better that you make the bracha Al HaKos. And in the Shahar Tzion, Os Gimel, he writes, and even though Rabbi Akiva Eger subsequently was mistapek b'zeh midivrei hakalbo, because he was concerned with the words of the kalbo, so he says maybe it's not correct that this is a din. And Dish foot number 5 brings down the words of the kalbo that says in regards to Purim, when you're going to read the Megillah before you make Havdalah, he says you should make the bracha there al haner bar mi'ore'esh before you read the Megillah kadesh lo yehenu mimenu below bracha, in order that you shouldn't get benefit from the light by reading the Megillah without making a bracha on it first. So even though the opinion of the Kolbo is, as we just said, Rabbi Kiva therefore was mistapik, Rabbi Kiva Eger was mistapik, should one do like he originally said or follow this Kolbo? Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaharat Tzion over here says, Haminog Kimosha Kosav Mikara, that we do in fact wait to make the bracha when we have a kos, even though we're going to benefit from the light Matzi Shabbos before we make the bracha Bar Mireish. And he says, the Hari Noagin Olam Lemar V'yitin Lecha, I'll show you proof that this is correct. He says, we say V'yitin Lecha using a candle before we make Havdalah. And Dishah foot number 6 says, however, in regards to Tisha B'Av that falls out on Matzah Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, and of course we don't have Havdalah then, we wait to have Havdalah till Sunday night. So then he says, in that situation, we do in fact make a bracha, Bari Mi'oresh, on Saturday night. And this is because we don't want to be nana from reading the Megillas Eicha without making a bracha on the Eish, on the fire. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Chabad writes, Mitzvah min hamuvcha levarach al avuka. When you use the Havdalah candle, it should be a torch. It shouldn't be a single wick, a single flame. It should be a large flame, a conflagration of multiple flames. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kanhei explains, Sha'ora Rav, a torch over here, this avuka, has a lot of light to it. V'tov lahadir shiyesh shal shayva. And ideally, it should be made out of wax. And this is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Kavanos of the Arizal. The issue for number 7 brings down that when Motzi Yom Kippur comes around, do you also need this avuka? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskins, Mishum Shadavka b'Motzi Shabbos she'ikar habracha hu l'zecher brias ha'esh tzorech ribur or, that specifically on Motzi Shabbos, we want to demonstrate that Hashem created fire at that point, so we want to have a lot of fire, as opposed to Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, when the purpose of baking Havdalah on the Eish is to say there was a flame, could be a single flame that we didn't use, that demonstrates it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman seems to paskin Shinir Shein Tzarech Havuka. You don't have to use an Havuka, and it would be permissible. Efshar Shadai B'Ner Im Psila Achas. And he adds as well, Shemiko Mokom Afilu Kishim Avarech Al Ner Bal Psila Achas Yavarech Borim Ma'ore Ha'esh B'Loshen Rabin. And if you are going to use this single wick candle, you still can make the bracha Borim Ya'ore Ha'esh. The issue foot number 8 brings down from the Orech HaShulchan, Shekeven Shemitzvah Levarach Al Avuka. The mitzvah is to make it on an Avuka on Matzi Shabbos for certain, which is made from a number of different candles or wicks that are attached together. V'yevshol l'kloa lo ner shol shemen v'lo ner shol chelev, and it would be very difficult to make such adjacent wicks from oil or from the fats of an animal. It's much easier to do it from Shaiva. He says that's why the Kavanos of the Arizal said that you should specifically make it with wax. Use a wax candle for Havdalah. Then the big question is entertained, can you use an incandescent lamp to make Havdalah? So he brings down Vashelus Shuvas Hartzvi, Shagoyin Bal Hatsofnas Paneach, Hitir Lassos Kane. He specifically allowed you to use an incandescent bulb to make Havdalah, because the way that an incandescent bulb is that it has multiple flickering flames inside of it, and it's considered Eish, fire, l'koldover. And this is also the opinion Shelus Shuvas Kochavi Yitzchak, that Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, Zatzal, the great Goyin from Europe, from the middle 1900s, so he said that Bedavka, you should use such an incandescent bulb to make Havdalah, in order to be mefarsim, to publicize that lighting an electric bulb on Shabbos would be an Isser of Shabbos Daraisa. So therefore he wanted to demonstrate this by saying it's such an Isser Daraisa on Shabbos because it's actually a flame, it's such a flame you can use it for Havdalah. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagreed. He says, Yesh listapik imut levarach al hazeh. He's not sure that you can make a bracha on an incandescent light. And certainly, all agree that on a fluorescent bulb, you can't do this because it doesn't really have flame of esh d'oraisa inside of it, according to anybody. Others likewise say that the incandescent bulb would be like a light with inside glass, which according to some poskim is not permissible to be used for Havdalah. And some even want to suggest, such as Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita, that when Rav Gorzinsky Zatzal said that you can make Havdalah on an incandescent bulb, it's because he held like the opinion that says that you can make a Havdalah on a flame inside of a glass, which again, not everybody agrees with. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and writes, Od Kosav B'Shem Sefer Chasidim, the Magen Avraham also brings down in the name of the Sefer Chasidim, Delo Likach Atzei Dimishchan, you shouldn't use an oily type of a wood, Shekorin Kin, B'Loshan Ashkenaz, as it was known as Kin in German, B'Pnei Sherecho Ra, because it had a foul odor to it. V'Nira, Dahainu Oson, Shenishma Mehen Reach Rashel Zephas, and he says this is similar to the bad smell that comes off of Zephas, this pitch, which we learn, the Gambiner Shal Zephas, Gufum Alikim Bidlal Shabbos. But he asks, we learned that technically you could use this pitch to make a bracha on Friday night on the candles, and likewise, Be'itron, this pitch, Shebevade Rechora, which certainly has a malodorous smell to it, Afilu Hochil Malikimbo. Technically, you could use them for Friday night candles. The only reason we don't, Ilav Mishum Shema Yaniach Vietze Bem Sasuda, because they're so foul smelling, we're concerned that you'll get up in the middle of the meal and leave the meal. That's why we don't let you use it, but Min Hadin, you'd be allowed to. And therefore, Bevadai, Lo Odif, Or Havdalah, Shein Tzarech Lachzer Acharov, Miner Shabbos Shuchova. How can you say over here that it's prohibited to use these candles for Havdalah? It can't be stronger than Din of Shabbos. Technically, on Shabbos you could, so certainly on Havdalah, which you don't even have to have a candle if you don't have it easily available, how could that be stricter that you can't use it? So he says, maybe the Kavanah Sefer Chasidim, this was brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Sefer Chasidim, maybe the Kavanah of the Sefer Chasidim was, Shein Zeh Min HaMuvchor, it's not preferable to use such a naft or resin type of a foul-smelling avuka, afshor or rab, even though it has a great light to it, b'pnei recho rab, because the odor is foul, so therefore better not to use it. Avalo griya, mishor ner, shein avuka, but it certainly wouldn't be worse than other things that aren't an avuka. And he says, and certainly, if you have no other choice, you can make a bracha on this. And the Mechaber continues, and he brings down V'yesh Misha Omer. He brings down an opinion over here, in the name of the Orchus Chaim, in the name of Tosvos, She'im Ein Lo Avuka Tzorech Lahadlik Ner Acher L'Tzorech Havdalah. Then if you don't have a double wick or a large torch type thing for Havdalah, so then if you have one light in the house, you should go and take another flame and make Havdalah on the other flame to demonstrate that this is specifically for Havdalah. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Vav explains, Mishum Heker Shehu L'Shem Mitzvah. This will demonstrate that you're now making this for the Shem Mitzvah of Havdalah. V'nira D'mayre, and we obviously are talking, he says, Ba'ofen She'ni Yochol L'Kari V'Saner Hazel L'Ner Shem Veso. Where you can't approximate, bring close, the candle that you're now lighting for Havdalah with the candle that's already lit in the house. Because otherwise, the Lav Hachi Hare Yochol L'Kai Mitzvah Zavuko. Because otherwise, just put them both together, and then in fact, you do have a torch. Mr. Bruce of Kanzain says, V'kol Zehu Rak L'Mitzvah B'Alma V'lo L'Kuva. That which we should, again, try to have a second candle lit over here, that's just to do the mitzvah in a more preferable way. But if you can't do that, for example, there's only one light in the house, it does not ma'akiv, lo li'kuva. And brought down the name of the Maimon Mordechai. It doesn't prevent you from saying Havdalah. Then the Rama says, Hagah, v'ner she'esh lo shtei psilos mikri avuka. A candle that has two wicks on it is considered a torch. And again, this is brought down the name of the Aguda, and this is what many, many people use nowadays, a wax candle that has more than one wick in it, and that is perfectly acceptable, l'chatchila, and is what most people do. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches explains, stam ner shebegemara, uposkim hainu ner shel shemen. A typical candlestick over here that they talk about in the Gemara usually has oil inside of it. The kamash melon and his chiddush over here is, the kivin shorus say, magiin zelozel lamala heavy avuka. And when you have two wicks inside a pool of oil, so since their light will come together above the oil, that is considered a torch, and that would be perfectly acceptable. Ubiner Shalanu, he says, nowadays in our wax candles, in Munach Shom Kama Basilos, if you have multiple wicks inside the wax candle, heavy kamo psila ava, the eno chashuv avuka. He says that's a problem if they're so close together to each other, all the wicks appear as just one thick wick rather than several smaller wicks that are adjacent to each other, and that would not be considered an avuka. However, he suggests, afim mafrid b'neim shav ochel, if you put some wax or animal fat in between them, which is the way the candles are, that the wicks aren't exactly coming out from the same exact spot, kigo mash osi mishai v'shaneros klum yachad, where you have the wax where the candle is all one candle, so to say, but the wicks are on the top coming out separately. Oh, shemadbik yachad shtei neros lahadadei be'eis habracha, or you bring two candles together at the time that you make the bracha, so gam ken choshev avuka, that is also perfectly acceptable. And that's what sometimes the people do when you're making Abdullah on Matzi Shabbos, when it's not a yontif. We'll talk about in a moment what happens if it's yontif. So you just bring two candles together and you let the flames and the wicks touch each other, and that's called an avuka, and it's considered a perfectly good lechatchila way to make Abdullah. Tishufun number 9 goes into great detail over here discussing what happens when Yontif is on Sunday. So Motzei Shabbos, you're going to make Havdalah. Do you or do you not bring the candles together? Because it's a problem when you bring the candles together, you're actually going to make them go out a little bit faster, and this is a concern of Kibui. So some poskim, he brings down a whole list over here in Tishufun number 9, are concerned about this. He brings down other poskim that are not. I ain't shum in this footnote for the different opinions. Then in the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Umashma divrei Hamogen Avraham shiyirah shagiu hamaoros ladodi." Ideally, you should have the flames touching each other, coming together, and in this way, da'os choshev avuka, it will certainly be an avuka. The issue for number 11 brings down, "Upitam adavar kosev alavushes srod." The explanation is brought down here by the alavushes srod. Shekiven shaloshon habracha hi meorei ha'esh, from the flames of the fire. Shemishmarusa, that it comes to suggest sheyeshnam kama gavonim ba'esh, that there are several parts to this flame over here. Therefore, you should try to make it that the flames are touching each other, and this way it's recognizable over here that there are multiple flames present, which is the ideal way to do this lechatchila. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Noagim listako bekapo seyadayim mevatzi parnayim. The minog is to look at your palm of your hand, that's the kaf, and the nails of your hand when you're making the Havdalah Borim Ari Ha'esh. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Tess. Hatam, the reason is, you should be able to demonstrate that you can tell the difference between one type of coin and another type of coin, Ut-Kameh, as we'll learn in a moment. That's why you look at the nails. Liros and Yuchal Lehonos Leoro Lahaku bin Matbeah Matbeah, Kemoshamaka bin Tzipor and Lebosar. If you can tell the difference between your nail and the flesh, Mistama, you can tell the difference between one coin and another coin, and that's called getting Hanoa from the flame. Vod, furthermore, Shatzi Pranayim in Simon Bracha. The nails are considered a Simon Bracha. Shehein Paros Veravos Leolim. They constantly grow. A person never gets to the point where his nails don't grow. Nobody's nails don't grow because of old age. And likewise, you look at the indentations in the palm of your hand, the lines in your hand, Simon Liz Baruch Bo. That's a good Simon somehow that you get a Bracha. The Rama adds over here, Haga, v'yesh liros b'tziporne yad yomin v'lechos ekos b'atzmol. As we spoke out in yesterday's year, the minig is to hold the cup always in the right hand until you go and do the borei mine b'somin and the borei mi'ori ha'esh, when you put the kos into your left hand, and now you do the borei mi'ori ha'esh, looking at your right hand in the way we just described. And he adds further, how should you actually do this? V'yesh lichvov ha'etzbos l'socha yad. You fold over your fingers into the palm of your hand. She'oz roa ha'tzipornayim im ha'kopas v'vasachas. This way, you can see the nails and the palm of your hand at the same time, because it's folded over. Your fingers are folded over your thumb, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. And you can see the nails and the palm of your hand, the four nails, not including the thumb, which is covered up, and the palm of your hand. V'lo yire p'neya etzbos shibifnim. But you don't look at the thought of the finger opposite the nail, the fleshy part over there. And this is based upon the Zohar in Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Vayakil. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Yud explains, "Hainu ha'arba etzbos al gava agudal." As I explained, you cover up the four fingers, you fold them over, covering up the thumb tucked inside of them. Sifkon Yud Aleph, "V'yesh noagin livshot achakach arba etzbos." There is a custom, after you've looked at it folded over in your hand, that you extend the hand and the fingers all the way up, so you can see the fingers from the fully extended hand. "V'liros me'achare malatzipar." You see there the back of your hand and your fingernails. It brought down the name of the Mogen Avraham, also the name of the Arizal and the Savior, Hakavanos. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Ein mevarach al haner ad shiyoseh lioro." You're not allowed to make the brach on the ner until you get some benefit from it, which means the hainu shiyeh samuchlo b'tech shiyuchal lahakir bin matbeah medina zu matbeah medina acheres. That you should be close enough to the candlelight to be able to have distinguished with that light between one coin from one country and a coin from another country.
Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis explains, even if you're standing outside from where the flame is, kol sha'ar gadol, as long as the flame is large enough, shiuchal haki b'mokum shomei, that you can see where you are from that flame, mikrei davar zeh nene le'ora b'yochal v'arach. That's called that you're getting hanah from this flame, and you can make the bracha based upon the Gemara. Sifkat Yud Gimel, that you should be able to distinguish over here between one coin and another coin. V'alkenim hu yotzi b'birchas havdala mi'achayim, if you're being yotzi with somebody else. V'rotzi lotzeis gan birchas bari mi'areish, and you want to fulfill the bracha bari mi'areish, you must be close enough to the candle. Yakar of Atzmo Eitzel Aish Kishir Zeh. You must be close enough that you can see the difference between one coin and another coin. Kadeshia Yuchalatzis Gam Bebechas Bar Mi'Areish, to fulfill this Bar Mi'Areish Bracha. V'ayin Mashika Sabnu, we've already learned, Le'el B'Self Simen Reit Sadevav, which Dirshah foot number 13 tells us that if you can't do this, don't have in mind to be Yotze now, but after the Havdalah, go and make the Bracha yourself by a flame. Yeshiva number 12 tells us that if there's a light on in the room, the minog of the Chazon Ish was not to turn off the light. He says you don't have to do so. Others disagree, and the Vedavka do turn off the light, so you can actually get hanor from the flame. Certainly, if Yontif is Saturday night, you can't turn off the light. That concludes today's shir.